ever stop to think how strange it is in Christianity that we hold up as almost like a banner, the cross, and particularly the cross with Jesus hanging, dying on it, or dead? This hardly seems like the kind of battle flag that we would rally around. In fact, the Romans intended crucifixion to be the opposite, that in fact it would be a sign of great shame, that when held before the people, it would cause those that they wish to oppress to cower in fear. Well, long before we started holding up the tree, the wood of the cross, as an image of victory, today's O Antiphon points to a different tree that is an even stranger symbol of victory. This is the Radix Jesse, or the root of Jesse. What is this root of Jesse that our O Antiphon says today is standing as an emblem of the peoples? Just as the cross is a banner or an emblem or an ensign, so this root of Jesse is meant to be a flag, a banner to rally around. Well, what this refers to is Jesse, the father of David, the great king. And God promised that David's family tree, his descendants, would go on forever. And yet, this tree of Jesse, the family tree of King David, at the time of Jesus, was in fact just a stump, a root. That's all that was left of the tree, because the last great king of the kingdom of Judah, well, he was marched off in exile to Babylon. And right before that happened, they killed all his sons before him and then blinded him so that would be the last thing he saw. Not exactly very good for the tree of Jesse. It was cut off, basically just a stump. Oh, Advent stump, oh, Advent stump. Just doesn't quite have the same ring. This would be an embarrassment. This would seem to be a contradiction that God was not faithful to his promise. He promised a descendant of David forever, and yet by the time of Jesus, all there was a stump of Jesse, the Radix Jesse. But the prophet Isaiah prophesied that this stump was, well, not really dead. As in a famous movie, the stump could say, "I'm not dead yet." As is often the case if you've ever cut down a tree, sometimes buds come back. The stump is not really dead. The root still lives. And that's really where God's promise endures. The family tree of Jesse was not really dead. It was waiting for a coming bud to blossom from the Radix Jesse. And that is Jesus, the one who perfectly fulfills God's promise to keep his covenant. That indeed, the Son of David, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the King of Kings, forever fulfills this prophecy. So much as we can wave the cross as a banner of triumph, so the root of Jesse can in fact be set up as an emblem of the peoples, a rallying banner. Our antiphon goes on to say that this root of Jesse, over whom kings will hold back their mouth. Yeah, there are a lot of people saying, "Look at you, King of David, where are you now?" You can almost hear the taunts from low to high. "God was not faithful. Where is your God now?" the Babylonians might say. Well, in the future, it says kings will hold back their mouth. And not only will the root of Jesse not be a laughing stock, nations will actually implore. And what will they ask? "Come to save us. Now do not delay." Indeed, God is faithful to his promises. Let this be our prayer today, that in any way that we feel perhaps God's plan is not coming to fruition in our life, that we've messed it up, that everything we had hoped for in life seems to be falling apart, maybe COVID has killed a lot of our plans and even our relationships, where everything seems to be going wrong, and maybe our life and our vision for what our life should be is just a stump. Well, much as we can hold the cross high, hold that stump high. Lift high the stump. Lift high the banner of the stump and implore the coming Messiah. He's coming. We ask him now, come to save us and don't delay, because we don't want to be a stump forever. Let that bud blossom and let us see it quickly, because we need our Savior. And God bless you.